Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody. How's it going? How's your Thursday? You know, it's hump day. Hump day was Wednesday, and now today is a day after hump day. I'm your host, the Passion Entrepreneur. This is Ken Brown. I'm your Chief Profitability Officer. Thank you for listening in. We show you how to maximize your profits, your business opportunities, teach you the best practices for profitability, and share with you new ideas and strategies to take your business to the next level. How you doing? We want you to listen, learn, enjoy, and share. Today we're going to talk about profitable businesses. Profitable businesses. And I got a ton of them, but actually a list of 10. Maureen Farrell wrote an article in ForbesMagazine.com about the most and least profitable businesses in America. So, where are you at? Are you in the most profitable industry or the least? Do you want to start a business? Are you looking for the best opportunity? Are you transitioning from corporate America and want to embrace entrepreneurship? Are you an early retiree who wants to become a business owner and you're looking for some direction? Well, this business podcast is for you. This is the Passion Entrepreneur. How are you doing? I am online, and what we're going to do first, I did a podcast with a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and I listed the least profitable businesses. So, but before I do that, let me bring in Dr. Robert Joseph. Dr. Joseph.
Hello, good. How you doing?
My technology guru, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the most profitable businesses, but I'm going to touch on the least profitable businesses. And before I do that, do you have a technology tip for us?
Technology tip. Well, I guess my technology tip is that it is nowadays very easy to get involved in this new technology into the Internet. There are a lot of free sites out there where you can get involved in it, and there are a lot of free tools to use to get involved in it. So it just takes a little time and a little guidance, and I think that's where E3C comes in.
And don't forget Glue Life.
And also Glue Life.
Now, Dr. Robert Joseph is my technology guru. He has his bachelor's degree from MIT, Massachusetts Institute for Technology, correct?
Yes, that is.
And a PhD in artificial intelligence, computer science. And you don't have to have a doctor to build a website, but he just so happens to have one. He's been involved in computer science for a long, 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 long time. So
I'm just a young man. Just a young man.
Okay. Anyway, what I want to do is, we're going to talk about the most profitable businesses out there. But before I do that, I want to touch on the least profitable businesses. And if you didn't listen to the podcast, check out my podcast page, and you'll get the full skinny on that. But let me just briefly go through them. Dr. Joseph, do you have that list in front of you, or I'll just go ahead and
Go ahead and take it off?
Okay. Least profitable business. Can you think of what the first one is? I'll just put you on the spot, Dr. Joseph. What do you think the number one least profitable business is?
Moon rocks. Selling moon rocks.
Moon rocks. No. Not even close. But the number one least profitable business is community care facilities.
Really?
Yes. And this sector includes residential health facilities, you know, the nursing assistants,
right,
the healthcare
wow.
services. And I know some companies that are individuals that are launching businesses in this space. Now, the reason why it's not as profitable, because there's a shortage of nurses worldwide, and that pushes up the wages.
Wow.
And then the United States, basically most of the money comes from the United States. And these facilities, when you get paid by Medicare or Medicaid, good luck. Because I guess the U.S. pays you sometimes, sometimes they don't, or they'll take the time paying you. So community care facilities are the number one, and that's a pre-tax margin of negative 7.2.
Wow.
So be aware. If you guys are trying to sell something to these community care facilities, don't waste your time. Number two is other support facilities. They come in at a pre-tax margin of minus 2.6, a little bit better than minus 7.6. Now, these are outfits that you might know them. They organize trade shows. They do everything from gift wrap to labeling, you know. And the reason why this is number two is that there's such a low barrier to entry. There's a lot of competition. And then these businesses pay the subcontractors, and they squeeze not a lot of profit. So that's number two. Other support services. A good example of that would be trade shows and conferences. So if you think you're going to go in business doing trade shows and conferences, or you think you're going to make a lot of money doing that, think again. Okay, what do you think about that so far,
Bob? That's interesting. One of the things that comes to mind, though, is that although there are businesses out there that are losing lots of money in doing it, there seems to me to be an opportunity also. So if you figure out how, through technology possibly, to run your business more effectively and more efficiently, you can easily turn that around and be kind of outstanding in that field. So even though there might be the least profitable businesses out there, when I hear things like that, I think, there's an opportunity to figure out how to do it in a different way.
Okay, I would agree with you in terms of technology. Use it to be more profitable. My profit margin is close to 80%. It's about 80%. That means for every dollar I take in, I keep 80 cents. All right, I can keep talking about that, but let's keep going. Number three, that gets people's attention. What? You keep that much money? And we're talking about profit margin here is in the negatives. Number three, least profitable business is beverage manufacturing, which is, I said, no, everybody drinks, you know, wine and beer
and
soda,
Bush
water.
Speaks to differ on that one.
But it says the pre-tax profit on this is negative, again in the negative, 2.2.
Wow.
So that's wineries. We're talking beer, brewing companies, bottlers, distilleries, soft drink makers, ice makers, profit purifiers.
So you're talking about
Coca-Cola? It includes them. And what happens is, because there's so much competition and it's a commodity, you're going on price. But, you know, it's tough to compete. So that's number three. Number four. Now, some people could relate to this one. Number four is real estate-related services. And I thought, what? And I know a good friend of mine who's an appraiser. The profit on this is still a negative 0.1. So you're thinking, okay, number four is real estate-related services. What's included here? It's appraisers, property managers. And I'm thinking, what? Now, I know real estate's taking a hit. But I thought appraisers and property managers were making money, but I guess they're not doing as well.
Huh.
So where
are these figures from?
These figures are coming from Forbes.com. I ran across them about a month ago.
Wow.
And Maureen Farrell wrote this article, and I said, I got to get this out.
Yeah.
Let people know. Because if you're trying to target some of these industries, you're trying to sell to them, I would say maybe think again. I guess there could be some opportunity to use technology, but I would say go for the bigger bucks, what we're going to talk about in a few minutes. But the reason why, it's everybody can get into the business. Low barrier of entry. Volume is the name of the game. We always heard about location, location, location. And if you're in the building services, you know, you're trying to collect rents, you're trying to fix pipes. People now are stealing the copper out of these homes. So it's hard to make a decent margin. And obviously it's number four, so I thought that was interesting. Number five, and this, we're still talking about least profitable businesses. I hope you got pad and paper out here. This is still in the negative. Pre-tax profit of negative 0.9, so about 1%, negative 1%. And guess what it is? Number five is bakeries and tortilla manufacturing.
Really?
Everybody likes bread, you know, the muffin top.
And it's not that expensive to make.
Yeah, that's probably what the problem is. Tortillas, everybody likes Mexican. You know, the largest minority population in the United States is Hispanic and Latin population. So I'm thinking Latinos, you know, what's going on here? But what they say here is that it's tough to make the dough, make it dough, because you got people, and people can be expensive, and you got the equipment. That takes, you know, that takes some money. But it's just the scale, the pricing power. It's just a commodity business. So be aware, if you're thinking about opening up a bakery or a tortilla manufacturing operation, think again, negative, almost negative 1%. Next one, number six, amusement and recreation services, average pre-tax profit of, again, negative 0.9. So think about...
Wait a second. Hold on here.
Yeah. I know.
It's like Aspen, Mayo. You're talking about these ski clubs or, you know, like the Masters, the golf clubs?
The only one making money, I guess, are the people that are hitting the golf ball. The Tiger Woods out there.
Wow.
Interesting. And it's golf clubs, ski resorts, fitness centers, marinas, bowling alleys.
Fitness centers?
Yes.
Oh, man. I know a few people that are opening up fitness centers.
Yes. They better think again. Better get this report or listen to this podcast. I'm telling you. It really, if you want to be profitable, because I always talk about being profitable in your business, the key is going to an industry that's expanding, that's making money. And so people think, hey, I like golf, but I like working out. I like to play, bowl. I think I'll do that. And think again. Anyway, The reason why is because you've got everybody has a lot of options. You can go to the movies, go to a Hawks game, maybe not. Falcons game, okay, maybe not. I'm recording this from Atlanta. So I'm still a hometown fan. I'm still a fan of the Hawks and the Falcons, but we're not doing so well right now. But, you know, it's the fancy, the attractions. You know, you got to keep patrons coming back. And then, you know, it's tight. And and right now there's some talk about there's a recession and people aren't making enough money. And the economy's bad. And you got these fixed costs because this is a lot of money to run these operations. May or may not, your clients may not be there. So you have to be really concerned about that. So, yeah. Now, this one is a no-brainer. Number seven. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. I remember back in the early 70s, we were laughing at this little matchbox car made by, I think it was Toyota or Honda. And we said, nobody's going to buy that. You know, guess again, now I think Toyota or Honda is the number one manufacturer of autos in the United States. Anyway, number seven is motor vehicle parts manufacturing.
Oh, wow.
It's a negative. We're still in the negative, 0.7. So, you know, the big guys, you know, are catching wind. Everybody here, people are laying off, not because of it's expensive to make the car parts, but the insurance on that is way expensive. I think it's $1,300 or $2,000, something like that, per car that you have to pay. But anyway, it's the main reason is the buyer power. Automakers are under siege. You know, they got some big expenses, and it costs a lot of money for their parts.
Wow.
And you got this, you know, this pricing competition. You know, we're in a global economy now, and it's really pressed down the competition is higher, and so you have to be more efficient. And if another automaker doesn't have to pay an arm and a leg for health insurance, and that increases your cost, you're at a disadvantage.
Wow.
So what do you think about that? So we've gone from 1 to 7 in almost about 14 minutes. We're doing pretty good. What are your thoughts so far, Robert?
It's interesting, the ones that made the least profitable list, you know, because I would thought, especially auto parts, I mean, I just got my car fixed, and, you know, it cost me $12 just for the part to put a stem on my battery, and I was like, wow, that seems rather high.
I'm telling you. And this is interesting. I might try this, but I see you have a call. You know what? I'm gonna stop for a minute. I've got a caller on. I wanna listen to this caller. Hello, you're. Let me see. Hold on a second. See who this is.
Yeah, this is exciting.
All right, got a caller on. You listen to the Passion Entrepreneur.
Yes, this is Nikki Love. How are you today?
Hi, pretty good.
I was listening to your show, and I'm waiting for you to say that credit counseling or repair is the number one profitable business.
Well, we're going to keep going.
And I want to say this, too. I'm calling from Atlanta as well. I also do a radio show here on Blog Talk, but I just wanted to let you know we're having a radio show and party this Saturday at the cafe of grown folks.
Okay.
So I didn't realize there were so many radio show hosts here in Atlanta.
Hello? Invite me on. We'll do a show. I'll bring you on my show. And again, what's your name and your business?
My name is Nikki.
Nikki. Okay. Nikki. And what's the name of your Blog Talk Radio show?
Well, I do. Mine's is WNIC Radio, and I do topics on life and everything you could think of. Tonight we're doing What Would People Do for Money. So we do different topics. But I do own a business, Door to Day. I own a consulting firm, and I do credit counseling. And when I was listening to you saying the profitable business, I mean, I am, like, really booming right now with business.
Okay. Well, we'll keep going on, but just definitely listen in. I'm going to keep going on this, but thank you. If we want to reach you, how do people reach you?
You can reach me at Nikki Love, and that's NikkyLove radio at yahoo.com. And then I have a show tonight, which is on Blog Talk, and you can just put in the search engine Nikki Love, and it'll come up. So they can reach me through Blog Talk as well. And my email is NikkiLoveRadio@yahoo.com.
All right, then. Well, stay on, and I'm going to keep going through this list here. I'm still on the least profitable businesses. So we'll keep you hang on to the thing, and we'll keep going through this list. Where you are.
Okay.
Okay. So that was Nikki Love.
That's
interesting. People calling. I just happened to look at the switchboard. Somebody called in. I said, okay, I'll bring them on.
Yep. So what's number
all
seven?
About entrepreneurship. Go ahead, Robert. What you were saying?
So what's number six?
Hold on. Let me see. That was number. We finished number seven. Number eight is specialty retailers. And they're inching up. It's like -0.5% now. Now, the reason why, you say special retails, what is that? That's sporting goods, the music instruments, the hobby supplies. You know, it's all these retail operations, the corner store.
Yeah, the mom-and-pop stores are getting pushed out by the big boys, right?
Yeah, Walmart. I know Walmart's good. The chicken's good. You go in there, you buy some really good items. You know, I've been there before, but, you know, it's putting a squeeze in all the other big box retailers, Target and et cetera. So, you know, the big guys, again, they can live on those small margins, you know, and they've got the sophisticated, they got technology, Robert.
Oh, yeah, they've pretty impressive technology.
Yeah, inventory management control systems, the little guys don't have that. They know exactly when to move their merchandise in and out.
Right.
Somebody got the pricing power.
Somebody buys a can of peas off the shelf, and then they somebody else taking the can of peas off the stocks.
Yeah, it's a shame because you know you could go to the corner store as always, and now that you know those corner stores are disappearing.
Yeah.
So you know the pricing power is tremendous. I mean, they can buy lots of items at a cheaper cost.
Yep.
Unfortunately, so you know small fry. It's tough, you know. And then you got the selling online. That shaves cost out. They can do that. So that's specialty retailers, -0.5%. What can I say? What can I say? Now, going next to the next one, beer and wine. Beer and wine. Now, I'm not a big beer drinker. But beer, wine, and liquor retailers.
Wow.
There's always a thing in the black community. There's always a wine and liquor store. Well, a negative 0.18%. Number nine. You know, and it says these shops are particularly hard time in the U.S. due to strict regulations on distribution. You can think back of the prohibition era.
Yep.
So, you know, you think it's a monopoly out there, but I guess distributors, they got, and you're trying to get into the business. You got state laws. Even in Georgia right now, they're talking about having beer and wine sales on Sunday because you haven't been able to do that. So it's really in. So it's a niche market. The best bet, if you want to get into this market, the best bet is that you have to have some type of niche.
Yeah.
Some type of niche. And pray that you've got some clients that keep coming to you.
Yeah.
But so that's number
nine.
Number nine and number 10. Okay, what do you think number 10 is, Robert?
I don't know. I would guess something to do with the automobile industry.
Yep, you got to have a car or a plane to get to these places. It's travelers' accommodations. We're talking about hotels and motels.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And why is that? Because it's a high fixed cost.
Yeah.
But
you don't have anybody in the hotels, but you still have to pay rent. I mean, you still have to pay on the lease or whatever, the utilities, all that.
And that's why you can get the bargains when you can, because they got to fill the rooms, because they've got a pretty high profit margin to do that.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so it's basically a money pit.
That was a good movie.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening in, don't buy a hotel or motel unless you got some insight. It's so funny. Most entrepreneurs think that they've got the big idea. They're going to make millions and millions of dollars, and they go out of business. And that's the reason why I'm doing this, because this is so important to get the message out. So that's the tenth. And so I'm going to give the rundown. Number one is get your pad and paper out. Community care facilities. Number two, other support services. Number three, beverage manufacturing. Number four, real estate related services. Number five, bakery and tortilla manufacturing. Number six, amusement recreation services. Number seven, motor vehicle parts manufacturing. Number eight, specialty retailers. Number nine, beer and wine liquor retailers. And number 10 is travelers accommodation, hotels, motels. So stay away. You business owners, you entrepreneurs, I would think again if you're trying to open up a business or try to approach a business in this industry. What are your thoughts on that stuff, Robert?
Well, you transition
to the next one.
I keep going back to technology. And nowadays technology can allow you to compete in this marketplace. It can allow you to compete pretty well. So if you can lower your cost of interaction with customers, if you can lower your cost of help by putting up a website or by, you know, sending out emails or by having information where your clients can get to them, then you can start to compete with some of the big guys.
Yeah, let's bring our guest in here. I'm going to put you back on the line. What are your thoughts on the least profitable business? So far, you're not in there, I guess. What do you think? Oops, I cut off and say, oh, let me put it back on.
I think that, with the least profitable businesses, is I just think it's the economy right now that's causing these businesses to be this way.
Mm.
I really do. I mean, people don't have money, like with the travel and with the, buying hotels. People are not traveling like they used to because the money economy is crazy right now.
All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go transition to the most profitable businesses. I know that's your name again. You said it's Nikki?
Yes.
Nikki
Love. Okay, Nikki, can you guess what the most profitable business, the number one profitable business in America is?
Debt counseling.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You're going to hold on to the end of the show. What do you think it is?
You know what? I have to agree with him. I think it's debt counseling. I really do.
Okay. Well, number one.
I think that that's a, I don't, you're in that business, but isn't that a fluctuating business? Because when the economy's doing well, I would imagine that you don't have as many clients as when the economy's not doing so well.
Well, not necessarily, because you have a lot of people that, you know, are not aware of the different credit laws that are put in place, like the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and a lot of people have bad credit. So I do pretty much, you know, business year-round. I get a lot of clients year-round. I mean,
wow.
You know, I unfortunately, people, you know, don't know the laws, and these collection agencies are taking advantage of them. So I get, you know, pretty good business all
great.
The time.
All right, now, so the number one is not credit counseling. There's a related business. I'm gonna hold her on here. I'm gonna mute the call, but we're gonna go ahead and announce what one that is, and it is Robert. One more time, you know?
Yes, I do. But I'll let you tell.
Okay, thank you. It's number one is accounting services.
Wow.
Accounting services. They got a pre-tax margin of, hold on to your seats, still doesn't beat mine, 25%. That means for every dollar they take in, they keep 25 cents. Okay. Now, this industry includes bookkeeping, designing accounting systems, payroll billing, preparing financial statements, big returns. You might think, ah, it's boring, but they're making money.
Yeah, you got to have
them. Making money. And they got, you know, the other thing is that everybody needs to have it. They got low overhead. You don't have to buy a lot of equipment for that. And, yeah, thanks for repeat customers, because they keep coming back because they got to get the taxes done. Now, if we get this fair tax, we won't have to worry about that, but that's another show. So you don't have to worry about the IRS or taxes.
Yeah.
So that's number one, accounting services. Number two. Is this the reason why people go into the legal industry? Anyway, number two is with a pre-tax margin of 21.6%, lawyers, attorneys, they enjoy pretty nice economics going here. Overhead is low. They might need a secretary or two. They have to lease an office. Doesn't cost that much. A little computer stuff and file a capture in business. And most of the time,
it would be a law degree, though.
yeah, a law degree might be a little expensive.
But after that?
Yeah, I would, in some ways, I disagree. It's tough for somebody that's an attorney trying to start out and grow their business. And I know a lot of attorneys that have not cut the mustard here. So that's interesting. So,
yeah, it's interesting. It might be the ones that you know, decided to stay in law, because I also know a lot of attorneys and a lot of legal people that started out in law and said, you know, this isn't exactly what I want to do. This is not where my passion lies, and they've moved on to something else. So I guess if you stick with it and you work it, then you can do fairly well.
Yeah, but a lot of attorneys don't know that they have to sell. They got to market themselves and they got to sell. And this business tends to come, you know, need a lot of referrals. And if you don't get the referrals,
yeah,
you're going to be in trouble. So very, very good. So that's number two. Forbes list is number two for legal services, the most profitable business. Number three is dental services. That's right. Get your pad and paper out. Number three is dental services. Good teeth, bright smile, fat bottom line. You know, and what makes sense, everybody has teeth, right? Everybody has teeth. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You get an office. You get a few people that help and support you. Customers, the patients come in. They pay out of pocket. You got the insurance to supplement that. So, you know, it's pretty nice business. That's number three. Pre-tax profit margin, guess what that is, Robert?
I would say somewhere in the 18th percentile.
You're close. It's 20.9, so 21%.
Wow.
21%. So good teeth can pay. you people out there, target the dentists, target the attorneys if they're making money, and target accountants. That could be a good industry. So number four is specialized design services. That's interior decorators. That's industrial designers, graphic designers, And here's what the NT, this is when you're talking about technology. The reason why they're number four is that they use technology. You got the computer-aided design software. They're using technology to help their business. And so these design firms, they're making a pretty nice buck.
Yeah, technology can make the difference in a lot of factors. A lot of different
ways. And number five, can you think of what number five is?
Well, if number three was dental services, number five, I would guess, has to do something with doctors or kind of doctor services or something like that.
Hello? Yes, absolutely. It's been real interesting. See, you doctors, you guys know everything. But it's other health practitioners. Other health practitioners is number five.
Oh, okay.
Now, the average pre-tax profit margin on this is 17.5%.
When you say other health practitioners, do you mean doctors or something else?
It's chiropractors, optometrists, podiatrists, physical therapists, speech therapists, mental health professionals,
okay.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
And so it really, really pays. So, guys, go ahead.
Oh, I said, so they're specialists. I got you. I understand.
Yeah, so, you know, you got a specialty, you got a skill, and they're able to circumvent large health insurance, and, you know, people want that. They want those businesses. Hey, it's, you know, chiropractors, there's a lot of chiropractors out there, a lot of podiatrists, optometrists, physical therapists. Yeah, they're making money.
Yeah.
Now,
I would imagine that the whole health field industry is, I guess it sees its ups and downs, though.
But no, it's a good market to be in.
Okay,
it's definitely a good market because number six is outpatient care centers.
Okay,
they got a pre-tax margin of almost 17%.
Gotcha.
Now these are spas, family planning centers, outpatient mental health centers.
Yeah,
rehab. Amy Winehouse knows about rehab services.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of these going up in different neighborhoods. It's like, wow, that's another out care patient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kidney dialysis.
Okay.
HMO medical centers.
People are living longer.
Here's another one. Freestanding surgical and emergency centers.
Yes, yeah.
And again, the technology comes in. They're able to use technology, and they can see more people, provide great services. They're doing more procedures outside of the hospital because more people are going to outpatient care facilities. Keeps the cost down.
Uh-huh.
But it means the bottom line is they're making money, and they're number six.
Yeah.
So really, really interesting. Now, what do you think number seven is?
It's got to be something with the insurance industry. It's got to be because, you know, insurance companies, I pay so much to insurance companies.
You're right. It is. It's insurance brokers. Insurance brokers.
Yeah.
Now you wonder why that guy's calling you ever, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Close to lunchtime or at dinner time.
It's like, do you
want to come
your
over
car with your house? It's like, no.
Yeah. So you've got insurance agents, you know, they provide claim adjustments.
Yep.
Now, it's really good because agents have, the reason why they do this, most people may not know about this, but when they make a sale, they get a good commission, and then they continue to get a stream of income for policies that stay in force.
Right. They
so
get a percentage of the or a commission on the continual payments. Huh?
Yeah. Yep. I know it's a necessity. You definitely need to have insurance, life, disability, health, et cetera. But you know, it pays for people to stay in the business.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's number seven.
Okay.
Number eight is physician services. I forgot, insurance brokers, pre-tax margin of 16%. That's pretty good. So if you can provide service, you can make the sale, get in there, and you can be very successful. Number eight is physician offices, another health-related. You know, in some aspect, well, you know, doctors do make money, but they've got some other things going on with litigation costs and risk, right? But they're still doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Until the government takes over. And that's about 16.8%.
Okay.
So doctors turn a decent profit after, you know, 8 years of medical school. What else is here? Number nine, again, health-related. I'm sensing a trend here. Number nine is medical and diagnostic labs. What do you think on that? 15.3%.
I guess, you know, they have a one-time expense of what they buy, and then they reuse it over and over again or something like that?
Yeah. The economy is a scale.
So if they can do more people with the same fixed cost machine, then their cost starts to go way, way down.
And that's number nine, medical diagnostic labs. Medical and diagnostic labs.
That's interesting.
Wow. Now, number 10, what do you think number 10 is?
I don't know. I'm at a loss on this one.
Okay, let me bring Nikki back in. Nikki, bring
yes.
you back in. What do you think number 10 is?
It has to be credit repair. I didn't hear you mention one thing about credit repair. It has to be.
Credit repair. Okay. Well, you're close. It's close. It is, it's kind of credit related.
Okay.
It's depository credit intermediation. What we're talking about, small banks, credit unions, you know, like General Motors Credit, and I guess
uh-huh.
in Georgia there's credit unions, other institutions that take deposits. Do you take deposits?
No, I don't take deposits.
Okay, all right. Well, you probably take deposits.
Yeah,
you don't.
I take deposits to get paid. But, you know, I do a little bit more than the credit counseling. I also do financial management and money management, and I do investments as well. I teach them. We have a whole program that I put together, so we just don't do credit counseling. So I make them go through the whole program, to, you know.
That's good.
Know.
Well, what we have here is that if you open up a bank, Nikki, you could be making about almost 14% return on your money.
Really?
So you need to open up a bank.
Yeah, I'm looking at your business opportunities in Cape Verde in Africa. I'm looking on your profile, and I think I'll open a bank in Cape Verde because that's where my culture is from.
All right.
So I said, okay, I see there's some business opportunities, so I'll consider opening a bank in Cape Verde.
You should definitely talk.
All right, so let me wrap up this list here because I know people want to know. So let me review again. If you guys are looking at building a business, you want to open up a successful business, you got to go for a great industry and a growing market, okay? What's important here is that if you're trying to, you're looking for the best opportunity, you want to sell a business, you want to buy a business, you're trying to transition from, you know, corporate America because you're trying to work for the man or somebody else. So if you're looking for the next, go ahead.
Or the woman.
Or the woman, that's right. I'm dating myself. I said working for the man. That was like a 60s, 70s term. But, or maybe you're a retiree and you're bored and you want to make a little income. Well, definitely look at the most profitable businesses. And again, number one is accounting services, so you might want to be an accountant. Number two is legal services. Become an attorney, but you got to know how to sell. Number three is dental services. Become a dentist. Number four is specialized design services. That's like the interior designer, industrial designer, the graphic designer. Number five is other health practitioners. That's chiropractors, optometrists, podiatrists, physical therapists, speech therapists, mental health professionals. Number six is outpatient care centers, spas, family planning centers, outpatient mental health centers, rehab, HMO medical centers, kidney dialysis centers, and the old faithful insurance brokers. You know, watch about the whole life insurance versus term. That's another show we'll do later. Number eight is physician services, so it's still good. Get that medical degree because you're going to make money. Just watch out for the lawsuit. And then number nine is medical diagnostic labs. And then number 10 is credit unions, small banks. So there you have it. That's the number 10.
Wow.
That's the 10 most profitable businesses in America.
And one of the things that I see about those, too, is that even if you are not going to be in those industries, you can still target those industries and reap some of the benefits of them. So, for example, even if you're not an accountant, if you sell a product, you can then target your product for accountants. Or if you sell, you know, something else that medical people can use, then you can target your product for the medical industry. And that's another way of being able to use this information in a constructive manner.
Absolutely. And that's the reason why I did this show, because there's so many entrepreneurs that are passionate about what they do. They just have to focus on the most profitable businesses, look at the industries, and so you can be successful. If you're going to target the least, you really decrease your chances on being profitable. So that's why I thought it was so important to have this show talking about the most profitable businesses and the least profitable businesses. So,
yep.
So as we wrap up, thank you very much, Nikki, for being on the show, calling in. Appreciate that. And as we wrap up, so, Robert.
Yes.
Dr. Joseph.
Yes, sir.
What have you learned?
Well, I learned that there are a number of businesses out there that I didn't even think about were profitable businesses to go after, to actually target products and target services for, or even partner with some of those people in the industry to make a difference in those industries. And one of the reasons that I'm on the show and that you and I have companies that are business affiliates is because of that technology piece and being able to use that technology. And the company that I'm associated with is Glue Life, G as in good, L as in Larry, U as in umbrella, life.com. And, you know, what we do is we help people to build websites very quickly and be able to target those markets and target the places that have the money. So we're just very thankful that you got this list and you're putting it out to people, Ken.
Thank you. Thank you. And what's your website again?
It's Glue Life, GLULIFE.com. And there are a bunch of goodies on there, so you can see some things about technology and learn some stuff.
Yeah, great, great. And, you know, it's so important. Do you have any upcoming events that you want to mention?
We always have classes going on in which we actually will, through technology, show people how to build websites that they can maintain themselves, that they can build themselves, that they can extend themselves in a very easy fashion. So if you could use Microsoft Word and you know what a computer is and a mouse is, then you can build a pretty sophisticated websites with forums, they're actually e-commerce websites where you can actually literally in 5 minutes start taking money from people. And, I'm just so excited about that.
And you do have a video. Somebody can go to your website and watch the video, correct?
Yeah, we've been getting into the YouTube, doing a little video and stuff like that. It's been a lot of fun.
So thanks for being on the show. Again, your website is?
www.glulife.com. And thanks for having me, Ken. It's been it's always a pleasure talking to you.
No problem. No, so as we wrap up, I want to ask the listening audience, because I always do this as a coach. After we've had a coaching session, I always ask the question, so what have you learned today? Robert shared with us what he learned. The key thing is, what action steps will you implement to improve your business and increase your profitability? What have you learned from this, and now what are you specifically going to do? Action steps, not what you're going to think about, what you're going to be about and do. What are you going to do? What are your action steps? So if you're looking for a second opinion, if you want to maximize your business opportunity, you want to learn the best practices on profitability, gave you a clue today what that's all about, you've come to the right place. I'm your coach, Ken, the passionate entrepreneur, your chief profitability officer. If you have a question, you've got a guest idea, or you want to be a guest on the show, you've got a topic of interest, just contact me through the podcast email, and you can reach me. And if you're interested, E3C has access to over 350 ideas on profit and sales, 60 courses, quizzes, surveys, forums. We got a lot of it. You got it. You want it. We got it. And last year, so important, last year we connected over 500 businesses. business to business connections. And this year we've introduced about 113 businesses, 113 business to business connections. And so we meet online, not face to face, but online every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9. So if you're interested, contact me via the podcast page or this email or this this show, and then I will give you the necessary information. Can't get everybody in there because it's limited. So thank you again for listening to the program, Blog Talk Radio. And if you like it, please comment on the show. If you want to, again, rate it, do that, comment, and give us your thoughts and tell us what you think about it. So check out the website, Smart Advantage Coaching, and my podcast page, e3c.podomatic.com. My blog is e3c.typepad.com. And I have a wiki. I actually have two wikis, but again, I'm not going to go there. But check out my-business-community.com. And again, dare to be great, be remarkable, be extraordinary, stay profitable. And again, thank you, Brian Hunley, for giving me this new bumper music. He's with New Wine Music, and that's the bumper music. That's the show. I'm out of here. Let's play some music and have a great weekend.